League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
All right, we'll be back with more Boo Boo. Right now, I want to tell you about the Houston Cans Cars for Kids program. Thank you so much. The Houston Cans Cars for Kids program is a fantastic program because it's all because of you, the people in Houstonian, that make donations, that kids trying to get a second chance at an education have resources that they need along the way. And what I mean by that is we know the devastation of Hurricane Harvey, or you just have something, a car, a boat, a motorcycle, a truck, or a trailer, it's in your yard, it's in your garage, you've been meaning to get rid of it. One way or the other, we know that you have these kind of vehicles working or not, you need to get rid of. You need to clear them off your property. Well, here's what you do. You call 713-225-4226, log on to HoustonCarsForKids.com, tell them what you got, tell them where you live, they do the rest. They come to you, they do all the paperwork, they tow it away, they give you a tax deduction, and if you mention ESPN 97.5, right off the top, you get a $50 gift card. And that's where the process really begins. Your donations are turned into resources. So kids that need eyeglasses, maybe it's book money, bus fare, or a warm meal. It's all taken care of because of your donations to Houston Cans Cars for Kids. I'm telling you, make a donation, you'll make a difference. 713-225-4226, HoustonCarsForKids.com. As always, right up the car, not the kid.
You know what?
Is the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back, and this is what Fridays and FYF Fridays are all about. This is the F that means fun. We are having a blast here today. I don't care, Durio, who listens to our show. You can listen Monday through Thursdays or whatever, but Friday sometimes we have a little fun. We still talk sports.
What did somebody say something?
Yeah, man, you guys haven't talked about sports in forever. You've just been talking about taking a you-know-what. I listen to you guys for sports, and you guys talk about a whole bunch of BS every day. Talk about sports more.
Oh, my God. I'm not even going to respond. I'm not even going to go there. Trust me, that's one of a thousand other responses that are coming in where people are enjoying
people are loving
this.
And by the way, ironically, during this break, the nighttime sit peer walked into the bathroom. And I said, hey, there's two stalls available if you need to take a leak. And it started another conversation in which, basically, if you give the example or the reasoning behind sitting in the middle of the night to take a pee, being that you might have morning wood mid-evening, then that basically is telling the rest of the free world that you're not exactly a porn star, if you get what I'm saying.
Yep.
And in the words of Sean Salisbury, hey, there's nothing wrong with being hung like a field mouse.
That's so messed
so
up.
So funny,
that's
man.
That's cold-blooded, man.
Hilarious.
Oh, God, that's cold-blooded. Okay, so I'm going to tweet out my picture of the triangle of safety.
So you really did it.
I really did it. Yeah, I'm going to tweet this out. This is the triangle of safety. I don't know what Jerry's Twitter is offhand. There it is. So, yeah, if you want Barry's funny, go see how to.
Can you do it with, like, this step is how one you, and description? Because I can see Jerry
I should do
in,
a step
the,
by step.
In the shell bathroom going, let me see. Barry says step one,
here's the
bold
thing.
Toilet cover.
I feel like Jerry's going to be breaking this down, like, you know, zooming in on the picks and trying to figure out where I'm weak, where my defenses are weak. This is the Mike Tyson defenses. They're
impenetrable.
Impenetrable, whatever he said.
It's Mike Tyson.
Yeah. You ain't getting past this triangle protection. So I'm going to tweet this out at Barry's Funny. Also, still time if you want to win tickets. Jerry.
Nice transition.
Still time if you want to win tickets on Twitter. Go retweet the pinned post, but Jerry just sent a picture of his. That is not.
Oh, my God.
It looks
really?
Like a mummy.
Did he tag
it? I think he's joking, but this looks like a. It looks like something like that once the water's receded from, like, this is what's left of the toilet. It looks terrible. There's no way. It would take you 4 hours to put that much toilet paper on the toilet, Jerry. 4 hours. There's no way. I'm not buying it. No, I'm not doing it. All right, so I'm going to tweet this out. I'm going to do this. What else are we going to talk about while I do this?
He didn't tag us on that?
Just me, I think. Just me. I retweeted
Jerry.
I retweeted it, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, look, I mean, there's a lot to talk about. We've got the Texans, but I think we're basically sticking to the right topic in that regard in terms of Sunday's game with the Patriots. We've covered the Astros. And we have callers that want to get in on bathroom etiquette. So, Tucker, okay, yeah. We'll take Tucker. We'll get in here. We'll allow Tucker to talk about bathroom habits. What's up?
Hey, guys.
Yeah,
what's up, man?
Hey, it's kind of a two-part question. I don't know if you can explain this. When you're a guy and you're in a public restroom and there's multiple urinals, first off, why do you need to pee in the stall? And second off, why would you pee in the stall right next to someone that's taking a grumpy?
Both valid questions. I think going to the stall, sometimes it can be neater or cleaner than the urinals because those are disgusting a lot of times. But, yeah, going right next to a guy that's dropping the kids off at the pool, that's not – I mean, that's a little less I would go the urinal route if there's a guy in there handling his business. That's not nice. You know what I mean? Like, give him his privacy. We all want that privacy. It's bad enough you're having to do it in public. I'm with him.
Yeah.
Also, we all know the etiquette. I think every guy is born knowing this. You know how, animals are born knowing who their predators are, who they need to defend themselves against? I think most men are born knowing that if there's three stalls, you go to the first or the third stall. The rule, if you're by yourself, you walk in, there's three, you go one or three, you never go two. Because you're making it awkward for the next guy. Right?
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, I think everybody knows that, but I think you should know that too.
And I've already told you, we've talked about this in the past. We also have some really angry and awkward people that use our restroom on this floor from other offices, and they do everything from do work calls in a stall, and then tell everybody they're in a car wash, which is
but I'm more talking about making it like weird when you're going when
right. And the other thing is that you have happened more at like. Sporting events is when you have multiple in our bathroom. Luckily here, we only have the one urinal in a sporting event when they're lined up side by side. It's the guy that has, there's six other options, but has to go right next to you.
Yeah. Don't do that.
And then has to let out that big exhaling kind of grunt to get, you know, I know you have talked about pee shivers in the past, but it's one thing to have a pee shiver, that's natural.
Right.
But it's not natural to go right next to someone when you, especially when you have other choices, and then just go, right to start the process. That's, nothing can be more uncomfortable. It's like, what are you doing and why? And why are you next to me?
Right.
It's terrible. And don't jump around while you're doing it, by the way, Nick.
No, don't do that.
But if you're at the fourth quarter of a game at Camp Randall Stadium in Madison, Wisconsin, you jump around. I did that for you, Barry.
Thank you
all
so
right,
much.
We're almost done with the big extravaganza, but still 30 minutes on the docket. Plenty more to get to. I'm sure we'll touch on a lot of sports and a whole lot more. And if you want to join us, 713-780-3776, HR&P listener line. And guess what? Coming up next, we've got a former HPD cop that is now, still a comedian, but also an actor who is making it big on a sports-related show. We're going to talk to him next. Stay tuned. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Jump around. Jump around. Jump around. Jump around. Jump up and get down.
Up, Tanner.
Is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
back on a very fun FEF Friday on the Usual Suspects right here on ESPN 97.5. I believe that we've been getting quite a lot of interaction on social media, Barry.
Yeah, text and Twitter is going nuts, so we'll have to get to that in a second. I'm just trying to catch up. There's a lot, let's just say. There's a lot.
So. Okay. Joining us now on the hotline, HR&P, listener line, is a former HPD police officer who has gone on to one heck of a career, starting as a comedian, but now featured on the series Ballers on HBO with The Rock. Welcome in, Houston's own David Raybon. David, what's up, man? How you doing?
Oh, man, I am just blessed, brother. I'm just so happy to be here, man. It's always nice to talk to home, you know what I'm saying?
No doubt. Good to have you and talk to you. And, of course, with a success story like this, kind of walk the listeners through how you go from being an HPD police officer to getting to the point where you're starring with The Rock on Ballers.
Well, I tell you, you know, surviving 10 years of being on the streets of Houston, Fifth Ward, Nigger Home, and oh, my God, Martin King Boulevard, and you know, almost lost it on Laura Coppy. But, and, you know, I was undercover, you know, for 3 years of, you know, narcotics when crack hit the streets out there. So when I say I'm blessed, I sincerely mean it in every sense of the word because, you know, I lost my last rookie that I trained out there, and my last partner also died. So I survived to go on and to pursue comedy, which started right there on Dowling Street in Houston, the comedy place with Lionel Robinson's club before he passed 2 years ago. But from there, I'm working security as a cop on a side job over at the Spellbinders that was in the Chelsea Market. And I walked inside, and I saw a guy telling jokes at the comedy club. I was like, well, I could do this. And they're like, yeah, you probably can, but not here. So I went to the comedy place on Dowling Street, and that's where I met Billy Dee and Philip Willard Dunn and all the other comedians who started around 24, 5 years ago. And from there, I just pursued it. I opened up a comedy club in Houston called the Hip Hop Comedy Stop, which was really huge. Beyonce came through as a amateur on amateur night with her dad, Matthew, signing her in. And,
nice.
Eventually kept that for a couple years. Did really well. Then, you know, the old story, it's like a country song, wife left, dog died, and I moved to L.A. in the BMW. And they came and got that. So starting all over from scratch.
Now,
they actually picked it up at Kim Whitley's house.
Nice. Now, you've done quite a bit, though, man. I was looking at your IMDb going on about you did the Hughleys. You know, you had the Beverly Hills Cop, or Beverly Hills 90210. But you did quite a bit of work on The Shield, right? Or, well, yeah, The Shield.
Yeah, I played the snitch, the gangbanger paralyzed with one eye, you know, Van Bro. And to date, that was probably the biggest role that I've gotten. Some other stuff, you know, smaller roles, but The Shield was kind of the largest one that I had accomplished since I've been in Los Angeles until this recent activity.
Yeah, now what's it like on the set of Ballers? Does it look like it would be as much fun as it is, like hanging out with The Rock and all these guys? I mean, it looks like a fun set to be a part of.
It really is. I mean, these guys, Rob and the guy that plays Joe, his business partner, is just a barrel of fun. This guy is hilarious. You know, you think he's funny on set. You should see, I mean, on TV, you should see him on set. And The Rock is one of the coolest guys you will ever work with. I mean, there's no presence in him that says, I am a big superstar. You know, I'm the biggest talent in the world. Nothing says that about him. You know, and I felt like when I first saw him, I was going to freak out and just lose all my lines, my mind, my lunch, you know, everything. But I didn't. It was really interesting. The director, Julian Farino, brought us over together to run lines, to run the scene. And he was just real just sharp, you know, on point, which makes you wonder, how can you do so many projects, so much work, workout, rest, and still be on point like that? This guy's amazing. You know, but a very, very fun set to work on.
I know that Entourage was kind of like Mark Wahlberg's crew and based loosely on his life, but this is more realistic in terms of sports and sports agents and things like that. Is there someone that the show is modeled after that gives you guys kind of like a model to follow?
You know, I don't know. That would probably be, you know, I would say probably Lev is the executive producer. He probably could answer that question more so than I could. The part that I play is really realistic because I play a character that lives in the city of Oakland. And, you know, it's some things going on with the teams. You know, the team, the Raiders, look like they may be going to Las Vegas. You know, so it's like really closely aligned with what's going on right now.
Now, when you moved, you when did you head out to L.A.? What year was it?
94.
So you were a big Rockets fan, I'm guessing, when you left. Are you still a Rockets fan?
Oh, absolutely. Man. Not only Rockets, I went to the University of Houston. So, Phi Slamma Jamma.
Okay.
Houston Rockets, love you, Blue. You know, all that. Houston Texans. And it's kind of funny because, you know, I live in L.A. I've been over 22 years now. So, I kind of have to claim the Rams. I don't have to claim the Chargers because they ain't been here long enough. But I kind of have to claim the Rams. And my character, Melvin Graham, has to claim the Raiders. It's just, you know, so I have an alter ego that's a Raider fan. You know, I still have my roots from Houston, and then I have my present situation in Los Angeles. So, hey, I'm justified to having more than just one team.
Now, did you have to go to any Raiders games to do, like, character research and fear for your life, or did you just watch it on TV and kind of?
Oh, my God, it's so funny. No, I didn't, but there's a scene I'm just so proud of. I don't want to give it away, but I am very proud of this particular scene that's going to occur on Sunday's episode. When it comes to the Oakland Raiders, and I just, you know, that's all I can say. but it's a powerful moment, and I felt, to put it this way, I felt Oakland, I felt
all right.
The Raiders.
Well, when can they catch Ballers? It comes on what times? What days? What times?
It comes on every Sunday, 10 p.m. or 7 o'clock Eastern. On HBO, like I say, the previous episode aired Sunday. And if you miss it on Sunday, don't worry. It runs about 20, 30 times between Sunday to Sunday. I mean, I watched myself at least four times. Look like I need to stop looking at this. You know? But it's like nothing else on TV.
Right.
Okay, I'll just watch me.
David, we appreciate the call, man. Thanks for being here. Thanks for joining us. I appreciate Billy D hooking us up.
Yeah,
it's always
for sure.
Cool to see a guy that's been local comedian, local actor, goes out to L.A. and does something. Now you're on Ballers. We appreciate your time, man.
Absolutely, guys. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
All right.
There you go. David Raybon, former HPD cop, now starring on Ballers on HBO. Very cool.
When Ballers first came out, it was kind of underrated, I felt like. I think people kind of slept on it because it was like, oh, it's The Rock. It's not going to be. This is its fourth season.
It's,
lot of diehard fans of Ballers.
Really
lot
good.
Of diehard.
Because they do. They get, like he said, they follow storylines in the real world closely and emulate them. And the things that The Rock's doing as an agent go on in real sports.
Yep.
So it's pretty cool to see.
By the way, for every guy that said they didn't like it, Jesse from Spring was like, that conversation just made my day. Great job. So you see, we
you
know
go.
We're not going to make everybody happy, but the overwhelming majority of people. Guess what? Most people poop. That's a thing.
It's
most
a natural
people,
bodily
most,
function.
Half of the women don't, but most people do.
And so. They don't fart either.
Nope.
Guess what? People have been sending in a lot of things to Barry. How I crap. At Barry is funny with pictures if you can.
No!
Tweet Barry.
Barry
is funny.
You guys.
Pictures of how you crap and if you are naked or not.
I hate you guys so much.
Let it fly. We'll be back with a whole lot more. This is The Usual Suspects right here on ESPN 97.5.
Bet with the biggest, win with the best, only at MyBookie. Sign up today.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back for the final segment of The Usual Suspects where we turn it over to Fred A.J. Jung and the Blitz as we have been having sports and stuff.
We have.
Yes.
Can I give away some more tickets?
Why do you ask now? You're on the air.
I mean, I was supposed to ask you at the break, but Kirsten was talking, and I didn't get a word in edgewise.
Kirsten has a tendency to do that.
All right, I've got – this is the last pair of tickets I'm giving away, plus Twitter. You can go to Twitter, at Barry's Funny. Retweet the pinned tweet at the top, and then right before we go off the air, I'll pick a winner. But you can call right now, win two tickets to my show tomorrow, 8 o'clock, at the Joke Joint Comedy Showcase. Tomorrow, 8 o'clock, the Joke Joint's on 45 South and Fuquay. So we'll do caller number 5. 713-780-3776. Two tickets. Caller number 5, 713-780-3776. Clear the schedule. Get a babysitter tomorrow, 8 o'clock. We're going to have some fun.
If we can't find a babysitter, we'll be at home.
By the way, I want you to know I'm CCing you guys on every picture of poop that I'm getting because they're starting to roll in now.
I'll block you.
And I hate you.
I'll either block you or I'd have to follow you. Interesting tidbit here before we get to the rest of the stuff to wrap up the show, but I don't know if you saw this or not, because obviously no one follows the Detroit Tigers now that they've been so bad. They were playing badly last night and asked Brad Ausmus a question after the game about what they might do next year in a certain aspect of the game, and I don't want to be misquote him, but it was just something random about what to do next year, and he goes, I don't know. You'll have to ask the manager next year.
What?
So everybody was like, wow, what does that mean? And he didn't want to elaborate. And then on MLB Network this morning, they started talking about, is Brad Ausmus on the hot seat? Which I think is kind of unfair because they basically traded away most of his assets. They were handcuffed anyway by all the salaries they had with Miggy and Verlander and guys like that. But now the Tigers are waiting momentarily to hold a press conference and will not give a reason for said press conference. If I'm a betting man, if you'd like Brad Ausmus on your coaching staff, please inquire tomorrow.
What was his, I mean, I need to look up his record. Because I feel
he's highly respected as a baseball, knowledgeable baseball guy.
Yeah, but I feel like he had enough talent at one point to win. I mean, they kind of went into fire sale mode. But you feel like he had something there where he should have done, I think, a little better than he did. Am I off in that regard?
I don't know. I mean, I think, look, when you're new at something, no matter how much baseball you know, you're prone to make some mistakes. But I think overall, his reputation throughout the game itself is very highly respected as a very knowledgeable baseball guy.
So, Wikipedia, because I just didn't want to go to Baseball Reference. It would take me a little longer. But as of August 3rd, he was .500 in his career. 303 up, 303 down. Is that enough to get fired from the Detroit Tigers?
Well, yeah, I mean, look, I think the expectations are that the Tigers are now starting over. It's a rebuild. I think it might have been different a few years ago when you were expecting them to compete for a World Series title every year. Those were the Jim Leland years when he had Ausmus on his staff, I believe, as a bench coach. But I think he was groomed to be the guy that continued them at a very high level. But look, when you like I said, when you're salary strapped and you start then unloading said talent and you realize it's a rebuild, hey, nothing better than a guy that's played the game so that the young players respect him, that knows the game, that can roll with taking a few lumps throughout games as you try and rebuild. I don't think he's been bad.
And Jerry Krasnick reported 17 minutes ago, Justin Verlander, Justin Upton, and J.D. Martinez have departed, and now the Tigers have announced that Brad Ausmus will not return as manager in 2018.
There you have it. That's what I thought was coming.
Yep. So he gone. But, I mean, when you listen to the names that they just rattled off, Upton, Martinez, and Verlander, they're in fire sale mode, and I mean, they're second to last in that division, barely ahead of the Chicago White Sox, which is always not a good thing.
And who's
if you know how bad the White Sox have been?
I mentioned Verlander and Miggy's money. Upton was making good coin, but what's the DH that they got from the Red Sox that's never been healthy? That was also a lot of money. Victor Martinez.
Okay.
Victor Martinez was another guy with a massive contract that can't stay healthy. Is that Brad Ausmus's fault?
Not necessarily. No. So, but, I mean, when you look at some of that, plus the guy that they had in the bullpen, that what was his name? I can't remember his name now.
But, Justin Wilson?
Yeah, they traded out as well. I mean, they had a closer. They had a legit ace. So,
yeah, I mean, so look, those are all things. When you start taking pieces away, it's one thing that you're trying to build and add to try and be competitive. When you take all those things, those said names away, and you can't expect him to win like that, there's more to the story, but it seems like there was a welcome that was worn out somewhere along the lines between him and the general manager of the front office.
I'm with you. It'll be interesting to see where he goes, whether he becomes, you know, a bench coach. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing he wants to manage again.
I would think so.
And there are some opportunities out there.
Are the Tigers now going to bring some AAA manager in because they're going to save money and hope that a guy that's worked with kids in their system can possibly groom them on the major league level?
Well, I mean, when you look at that lineup, there's not a lot of guys other than maybe Kinsler and Cabrera, who Cabrera's was the shell of his self. This year.
Making a ton of money.
Yeah, but those guys, I mean, there's not a lot left on this team. So,
and I would bet Kinsler's not on that roster if they can help it by opening day next year.
That's a good point. Yep. That's a good point. I mean, I think they keep Cabrera because I think the fans would lose their minds, sure, having already given up Verlander.
But for the right price, if you can stock up more young talent, he could go too.
I mean, you look at this team and you start to think about what the Astros did. Remember when they started trading away fan favorites like Hunter Pence, people were losing their minds. But now everybody's like, Hunter who? I mean, like, you look at what this team has and what they've done over these rebuilding years. The 100 lost seasons are in the past. The trading away everybody's favorite players is in the past. And the Tigers can do the same thing. They just have to do it right. That's the big thing.
No question about it.
All right, give me a number, or pick a number between 1 and 14. That'll be the winner on Twitter. All right, I'm going to go find who was the 10th person to retweet. And that'll be the winner. What happened there? Kirsten
was trying to give me another number. She's not in the Barry Warner show.
11.
11? Well, Joel said 10, so we're going 10.
Yeah, you're not on the Barry Warner show.
Oh, Kirsten.
That's like Barry Laminack.
Oh, yeah, wrong Barry. Wrong Barry. Thank you, Dre on 290, for tweeting to me a picture of a rhinoceros taking a crap. That's uncalled for. I'm going to tag Joel and Nick on these.
Of course you are.
Of course I am. I told you guys, I'm gonna share the wealth. I can't keep this. I'm not hogging this.
How did Dre have a picture of Barry Warner like that?
You are so wrong. You are
We're talking about Barry Warner. Wrong. I don't know.
The guy that told me to take it easy on Barry Warner. Joel.
Me? Oh, that was a while ago. That whole thing is over now. Yeah, that grace period is long gone. Will and Grace is back, so there's no more grace period for Barry. Bring it.
Manuel's mad. His wife is mad. He said, My wife's getting mad that I'm listening to you guys in the car. I told her you guys were going to talk about me. Help. No, you're on your own. I'm not talking about you.
Why were you supposed to talk about it?
Your wife is stupid. No, I did that on purpose. Nick is like, oh my God. Curse is like, Barry, what are you doing? That was for the wife. Hey, Manuel's wife, what are you doing? This is radio gold you're listening to, ma'am, Miss Manuel, or Manuel. I don't know if what's the right one. I don't know. There's no, you know.
Rest assured that Manny will be extremely fresh in the bathroom from now on, knowing the proper do's and don'ts.
At MK Cervantes, Mrs. Cervantes, get yourself together, ma'am.
He doesn't always crap in the public bathroom, but when he does.
Or he'll have to find a new wife. I'm just telling you right now.
That was Barry, not Joel. I'm not going to be the reason given on a divorce decree.
That was Barry. Twitter is at Pac-Man Joel.
That's right. That's because I'm a Pac-Man and Joel's my buddy. Okay.
Use those terms loosely.
Somebody texted the show, expect a huge hug, Barry. You see what you're doing? I'm getting tweets with poop and people wanting to hug me.
There you go. Tweet Barry, at Barry is funny with how you poop.
No.
And if you go to the joke joint this weekend to see Barry perform, dude, and in the lobby after the shows when he does the meet and greets, he does not prefer handshakes. He likes long, sensuous hugs.
Punching people.
Breathe heavy when you do it, it adds to the effect. He tells great jokes when he whispers.
You know what we didn't do? Our picks.
Let's do it real quick.
Let's do it fast.
Yeah,
we got to do
Nick picks real quick.
We don't even need music. Let's just get through it. I'll write them down and we'll do this. Let's do it.
Roll.
We're going to do college first?
Let's just do the pros.
Let's do NFL
first. Yeah, do NFL first. Five games, Nick picks, go.
All right, Texans, Patriots. Patriots minus 14 at home.
I'm taking the Patriots.
I'm taking the hometown Patriots if you live in Boston.
Nick? All right,
Falcons. I'm taking the Patriots for sure. I said 28-13 on the Barry Warner show. Falcons, Lions. Plus 3 for the Lions at home.
I'm going to take Atlanta.
It's the Lions plus three at home?
Correct.
Giving three.
No, I'm taking the Falcons. Yeah, I'm taking Atlanta.
I'm taking the Falcons as well.
All right.
All right, next game, Seahawks-Titans. Titans are at home, minus 2.5 for the Titans.
I will take Seattle in that D.
You like that D, huh?
Mm-hmm. Not like you like other D, but I like Seattle's
you like that,
D.
You like that D a lot.
Take the D and take make a pick.
Titans are at home?
Correct.
You know what? I'll take the Titans.
I will take the Seahawks on the road.
Okay.
All right, Raiders-Redskins. Redskins are at home, plus 3 for the Redskins.
I'll take the Raiders.
I'm taking the Raiders.
I am taking the Raiders as well. All right, Dallas Cowboys, Arizona Cardinals, plus 3 for the Cardinals at home.
I will take Dallas.
I'm taking Arizona too, so.
Well, so you're taking Arizona, you're taking Dallas? Sure.
I'm taking Dallas.
I'm kind of torn on this, to be honest with you.
Why don't you waste some time?
We're okay. What's the line? What's the line, Nick? Dallas, you said? Plus 3?
We're going to do the line. Just pick a
winner. I know. I just want to know who the favorite is.
Plus
okay,
three
fine.
For Arizona.
Plus 3 for Arizona. All right. I'll take Dallas. Fine.
There you go.
Fine.
Let's get to the most important game of the weekend. The Texas A&M Fighting Aggies.
Yeah, you know what? Take the Razorbacks for sure.
I don't have the lines, but A&M Arkansas, who you got?
I'm going to take A&M.
You're taking the Aggies?
I'm taking the Aggies.
Okay.
All right, I'll take A&M as well. Houston versus Texas Tech.
I'm taking the Cougs.
I am definitely taking the Cougs.
I'm taking Tech.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, TCU versus Oklahoma State.
I got Oklahoma State.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Me as well. Oklahoma State. Last game, Mississippi State versus Georgia.
Give me Georgia.
I'm going to take Mississippi State.
I'll take Georgia as well. There you go.
Sweet. Hey,
wait. Where's the Mississippi State game? Is it at Georgia?
I believe it is. We didn't do the giveaway.
Switch me. I'm at Georgia. I'm taking Georgia.
You're taking Georgia?
Yeah.
Oh.
If that game's at Georgia, I'll take Georgia.
So, all right. Georgia times 3. Okay. Word up, boys. Fun times today.
Great, great couple of shows. Great week. Way to wrap it up on a high note. Right now, you want to remind everybody to join the Blitz at Big City Wings from 4 to 7. Amazing wings, appetizers, and, of course, beer, which they will be sampling throughout. Big City Wings, 5402 Highway 6, between West Little York and Clay. For Nick, for Barry, I'm Joel. Have yourself a great weekend. And, again, join us on Monday right here, 1 to 4, the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, boy.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.